I'm joined today by Fred Locken. He's a political science professor at Truckee Meadows Community College. Fred, Hillary Clinton is still considered a front runner going into this debate. What are her vulnerabilities? What is she going to try to avoid talking about or to address head on?
This is, frankly, a very important opportunity for Hillary Clinton, or a very challenging one. Her vulnerabilities, unfortunately, that's all we've dealt with for the last 6 to 8 months. We know way too much about servers and email accounts. We know too much about Benghazi still churning along as a political issue. She has a personality connection problem. She's seen as isolated and cold. So now we see her on Saturday Night Live, so we can see she has a sense of humor. I mean, when you're dealing at this level of a set of issues, it's very damning for a campaign. And so she comes in with baggage. Bernie Sanders comes in with baggage, however. It's the agenda that is far too left for typical mainstream America. So his vulnerabilities will probably flow on how do you pay for this? How do you get a Congress to even pass what you're advocating?
So what's the significance of having a debate in Nevada this early? Obviously, we're one of the first caucus states, but why else is it important to have it here?
Having the first debate in Las Vegas, Nevada is a win-win, because not only does it draw attention to Nevada in the political process, recognizing Nevada's very unique role of being one of the seven states that will ultimately decide who the next president of the United States is, but I think it's also good news for Las Vegas, because it's just seeing Las Vegas in a different light. The benefit that we get is it would potentially draw some attention to Western issues. Issues will come up in this debate, whether it's immigration and what we're going to do about that. Yucca Mountain could find its way into this process. You know, some of the reforms that have been undertaken, Obamacare and others that have played out oddly in the state of Nevada, all of these could really provide a dialogue in the state. And then, frankly, hopefully Nevada voters are paying more attention. We have the worst voter turnout in the nation. And anything that energizes the base of voters in the state of Nevada, Republican, Democratic, or nonpartisan, is a good thing.
Outside of these debates, which candidates, both GOP and Democratic, are doing the best job of beefing up their presence in Nevada and reaching out to Nevada voters?
So far, frankly, most of them on the Republican side are not. You can really probably count on less than one hand of fingers the ones that have a real active organization going in the state. Jeb Bush has been here clearly. Rubio has been here. We know that Rand Paul kind of still thinks he'll win the caucus based on the laurels of his dad, if nothing else. On the Democratic side, certainly the Clinton campaign, it was here first. It's organized. It's identified all of its players. They're a little lagging in the Bernie Sanders, but I think it's still the shock. They didn't think this was going to be this kind of campaign. So we just found out, last week about a director for the state campaign being identified there.
What else should we be listening for?
Well, it should be a very well-informed conversation. You don't have someone who's never been involved in politics before standing on the stage. So I think we'll see a lot of substance. You will be seeing the differences really side by side for the first time amongst the candidates. And we just don't know yet until tomorrow night which candidates will benefit from this as an adventure and which will be licking their wounds, because mistakes will be made.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.